Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. I want to take some calls. If you're part of Occupy Wall Street and you don't like the mainstream media misrepresenting you as a bunch of Obama lovers, or maybe you do love socialism, or perhaps you're a neocon who thinks we should pay unlimited trillions to foreign banks and that that's a good form of welfare, or if you agree with my analysis of the situation, which is fluid because it's a complex issue, I'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The phones are open, and I'll take some of your calls coming up in the next segment. I seethe with disgust and pain to watch our country going into economic bondage, to know that the favorite tool of tyrants is economic bondage, to make people so poor, living at such subsistence level that they won't stand up against tyranny. Because they can't. And to see oppressive secret police agencies and police brutality being backed up by the system to intimidate the public. Regardless of what you think of Occupy Wall Street, it's filled with good grassroots people who are standing up against corruption and are identifying in a general way the problem. Wall Street did set up the CIA. That is the captains of it. They did set up the private Federal Reserve. And they are destroying our real economy and using a corporate scorched earth policy. And so I've got to commend Occupy Wall Street overall. I've also need to point out, though, the Democrats are basically trying to co-opt it, just like I wasn't attacking the Tea Party that Ron Paul started when I pointed out that Republican mainline people were trying to take it over. I was just stating a fact there. But now that I've had reporters in San Antonio, in Austin, in Jacobson's in New York now for 3 days. He's coming back tomorrow night. And he says almost everybody is against the Federal Reserve and really knows what's going on. But, yeah, he sees the same news I see where they go, hey, Occupy Wall Street. What do they want? Higher taxes, socialism, all this stuff. And then you go talk to the people. That's not what you're hearing. And Kurt Nemo has a big report out dissecting the Occupy Wall Street list of demands. And it's bad. Totally open borders, $20 an hour minimum wage. That'll send every job we've got left overseas, folks. Do you know what that'll do? I mean, you won't get a job. And their answer is, doesn't matter. Pay everyone, even the unemployed, $20 an hour. And you realize half the public pays no income tax now. You realize everything would ultimately collapse. They want totally free college, period. Not debt forgiveness on loan sharking rates or something reasonable. No. No. Just free education, period. Who are you going to take from to pay for that? Demand 7, $1 trillion in ecological restoration. That means giving Al Gore some money to lecture us. Demand 8, radical and gender equal rights amendment. And just basically make 5-year-olds learn how to, well, you know, what they do. Demand 9, open borders. Migration, mention that. 10, bring American elections of international standards. Paper ballots, that actually is one of the only good ideas. So, and then there's one other one in here Kurt thinks is a good idea, and I tend to agree with him. Immediate across-the-board debt forgiveness for all. What about global corporations and stuff? That's what we've done is forgiven them their mega debts of derivatives, and then taxpayers have to pay for it. Somebody loses something when you do something like that. Forgive fraudulent loans, yeah. Make the bankers that did this pay, but claw back those trillions, but don't just say, oh, well, I don't know, own my house anymore. It just goes on with a bunch of nanny state stuff. But then I read all this carbon tax stuff. Oh, it's just incredible. Oh, boy, these poor people. We'll be right back.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and re-crash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are 8 minutes into hour number two, and Roseanne Barr is scheduled to be joining us coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour. Ray McGovern's coming up in about 25 minutes from now, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, their morning briefer. He will be joining us to talk about the geopolitical ramifications of Israel saying they may strike Iran any day now. Let me get into some of that news and then into your calls. Russia, China veto UN resolution on Syria crackdown. Russia and China today vetoed a UN Security Council resolution drawn up by European nations threatening action of Syria's leader does not end a deadly crackdown on pro-democracy movement. It is the first Russian-China veto since the pair blocked UN sanctions against Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe in 2008. That is a big, big deal. Continuing here, are you going to see the West call for military action against Saudi Arabia? Don't hold your breath. They're doing the same thing that Assad's doing. Saudi police open fire on civilians as protests gain momentum. And that is certainly a real rebellion over there, but the West will try to hijack that. I won't cry myself to sleep if the House of Saud falls. Probably some of the most degenerate people on earth, the leadership of that group. Continuing report, Assad threatens to attack Tel Aviv in case of NATO strike. So Assad is saying that if Syria is attacked by Israel, he will strike the capital of Israel. No, the capital, I guess, is Jerusalem, their main populous city of Tel Aviv. And, of course, Iran has said off and on that if they ever get attacked by NATO or the West, that they're going to blast Israel, knowing that Israel has been pushing for a Western attack. They've got inspectors in their nuclear reactors in Iran. No reason to attack them. No reason. Their leader will be out soon, and they'll have a more moderate in there. I mean, we do not want to start this. But notice the West wants to start this right now because it's a good political diversion from the economic meltdowns that are happening. Continuing here, here is Consortium News article by Ray McGovern. That's why he's joining us. Israel's window to bomb Iran. This is an exclusive from his intel sources. Israeli leaders continue to pound the drum about taking out Iran's nuclear program, and some headliners may want to strike soon. Some hardliners fearing the window of opportunity will close if President Barack Obama wins re-election and is less susceptible to political pressures, as ex-CIA analyst Ray McGovern observed. We got him popping in. So we're going to get a breakdown on that coming up. And Israel is saying they may strike anytime. And Syria is saying that they may strike Israel if NATO bombs them. But for now, it looks like that's off. The West is just using proxy rebels trying to overthrow the Syrian regime. Again, this isn't a real rebellion of the Syrian people against their dictator. I'm no fan of Assad. I'm no fan of government. I'm no fan of big government, of dictators, of hereditary stuff, of Kim Jong-il, of any of this, of the Bush family, hereditary garbage, kings, queens, all of it. But this is the West stirring it up in Libya, stirring it up in Syria, stirring it up against their old ally, Mubarak in Egypt, and you have to ask why. Well, it's order out of chaos. They're just creating a big crisis. So that is coming up. Let's go ahead and go to Dana in Alabama. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you again. How you doing?
Good. Welcome.
Hey, look, I just want to tell you I appreciate you standing up for the truth, but you've consistently on a couple of big lies that are going around this world. One of them being the rapture. You know, when you know the truth about a couple of things, it changes a lot of things. But look, there's another bigger lie going around that most of the world believes, that really, your response won't be adequate today for what I'm fixing to say. But when you think about it tomorrow, next week, you'll see what the truth about this subject changes. You had a rabbi on 2 weeks ago that is the new head of a, organization promoting Second Amendment rights?
Yeah, no, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, really super hardcore Second Amendment, done a lot of great work, really exposing what gun control is really all about.
Yes, I heard repeated mentions of this thing called Jewish law. I am not an anti-Semite. I am a brother of Judah, but there's one big lie in this world. God never made a covenant with the tribe of Judah. There is no such thing as a Jewish religion. It's not to be found in the Bible. That covenant was made with all of Israel, starting with Abraham, and he was Judah's great-grandfather. This stuff about Abraham being a Jew is hogwash. He was Judah's great-grandfather. No way was Abraham a Jew. This covenant was made with all of Israel. Israel got deported. Judah got let go back to Jerusalem. And by default, they were the keepers of this covenant with Israel. And it became known as Judaism. There is no such thing as a Jewish religion. and what people are calling Jewish law is if they've taken it from the Bible somehow.
Well, I mean, I'm not a super Bible scholar, but I mean, certainly what people call Jews has different camps and ideas, but it goes back to I guess, Abrahamic law. Then you would say that is the basis of the three great religions. You know, I really don't get into arguing back and forth about different groups and different organizations. There's a diversity of ideas, you know, in the quote, Jewish groups. But I do know that you're right, that it talks about a bunch of other tribes, and they've done genetic tests all over the Middle East, all over Europe. Everybody's basically related to each other one way or the other. And that's what's so stupid about all this tribal killing. I appreciate your call. Send me an email with more of what you're getting into there. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to John in Michigan. John, welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a new listener, full supporter, patriot such as yourself. I'd like to comment on the Occupy Wall Street movement. I believe that the initial movement and the directive of the initial occupation was a correct endeavor. I believe that it has fully been scripted, though. I think that's why the mass arrest, the 700-plus protesters, the protesters not being allowed to actually even go to Wall Street, This just reminds me a lot of an Arab Spring type scenario. You seem to have the socialist aspect of it where everything is paid for across the board. As you were stating earlier, everybody gets $20 an hour for regardless how menial your job is. Everybody gets free education. Everybody gets free healthcare. Some of these things are bordering to me of reeking of what is going on with the Arab Spring, which is getting rapidly ready to fall into the arid winter of discontent. And I would like to hear some of your views on it.
Well, no, that's it. 2.5 weeks ago, I saw that Soros, MoveOn were involved. I noticed the media, the dominant corporate media, was only showing the Yale leaders calling for free health care and stuff and the reelection of Obama. And then I sent reporters out and found that's not what most people are saying. So, yeah, the people behind Adbusters, they're Democratic Party operatives. They put the call out. Patriots and others show up. And the Democrats swoop in and say, we're anti-Wall Street, and that's their new reelection bid. George Soros has said he supports them. The unions are out in force. SEIU and others are out there, and that's exactly what it is. And then good people that are at these events, they send me emails and say, hey, we're not supporting this. I know, but the media uses the demonstrations as the backdrop to then have selected people speak for everyone who then basically call for the globalist austerity repackaged as a program to redistribute wealth, and it does redistribute middle class and working class people's money to offshore banks, the same program we see in Europe. And so that's what's going on. That's what's happening. That's why it is such a big deal. And I shot a video last night. I'm going to put another one up tonight. It's the featured video on our YouTube channel. It's now rolled off the main page of Infowars.com. I'm going to have that reposted. But Occupy Wall Street. We need to get them to occupy not capitalism and some vague thing, but occupy the Federal Reserve movement. And just Google Occupy Federal Reserve movement launched, and you'll get our videos, you'll get our articles, you'll get the maps. I'm calling for people to occupy the sidewalk and areas around the number 11 of the 12 banks, one of the head Federal Reserve banks. I'm asking people to stay there at least a week. I will be there and speak for 2 hours. I will then go speak the next day in Houston at noon, the next day 10 a.m. for a couple hours in San Antonio. And then I plan on picking around the country one of the Occupy Federal Reserve ops that kicks in and works good, and I will go to that, and I'll send reporters to other events as well. So this is it. I need everybody to be there in Dallas, 6 o'clock, This Friday, it's countdown, folks. We got to put the spotlight on the real enemy.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. 497-8345.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the SurvivalZone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The SurvivalZone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the SurvivalZone.com.
You know, I really should be promoting this more, pushing it more, because it's going to be a big deal. And it's a work in progress. If you go to InfoWars.com, it's red link on the front page. We have the headline, Targeting the Real Enemy, Occupy the Fed. And we have a video there from last night's Nightly News where I break down why we're doing this and what our goals and demands are. It's criminal investigation of the banking cartel. It's the abolishment of the private Federal Reserve, the reestablishment of constitutional money under the control of Congress. But overall, it's about saying, forget demonizing capitalism. Forget demonizing anybody who has a dollar more than you. Let's talk about the inside monopoly men. So I'm asking you, go to InfoWars.com. We're going to have another article and video out tonight as well. And get that article, targeting the real enemy, Occupy the Fed. Now, I talked to Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. He's asking his members to occupy the Fed, to go to Occupy Wall Street events and say, hey, folks, it's the Federal Reserve. That's the big group masquerading as government. That's where your bailout money went. That's where the austerity's going. That's what's cutting your pensions. That's what's stealing everything. And they're going to sell all these new direct taxes to the bankers as socialism. But they always bait and switch and steal it. So whether you're liberal, conservative, whatever you call yourself, the Federal Reserve is bad news. And the polls are 85% a few years ago wanted to audit it. It's 80-plus percent now want to abolish it in polls I've seen. We have got to go after the real enemy peacefully. And we're going to go in circle. They've got sidewalks around this thing. I am going to show up for 2 hours, 6 to 8. I'm going to try to get there actually earlier. See, I was going to do the show here Friday and then get in the car and haul tail up there. And my mother called me and she goes, I know you don't pay attention to sports, but it's Texas OU weekend and I-35 will have a lot of traffic on it. And I've been up there in college for Texas OU. There won't be that bad of traffic in Dallas. The point is you want to come into Dallas, wherever you're at, and get there. So quite frankly, I'm saying it's already out there, you know, 6 to 8. That gives folks time after work in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to get out there. But I'll probably actually be out there 5:30 or so. I'll do a special broadcast over the audio streams and at prisonplanet.tv from the RV near there. I'll do a report from there. I'm going to do my radio show basically from nearby or at the grounds of the Federal Reserve. I was going to set up a picnic table and have the cops come over while I'm on air via Skype. And, hey, leave me alone. I could walk around with the laptop there. I mean, we're going to do a lot of stuff. So I'm actually leaving Thursday night to go up to Big D. And then I'm going to leave Friday night, and hopefully there'll be a bunch of you there, more coming. And you can't make it Friday, come Saturday, come Sunday. If 10 people sit out there in sleeping bags, you're going to get a lot of the media attention. I've had Dallas Morning News call. Other publications are emailing and calling. This is getting a lot of attention. And we're going to say, hey, occupy Wall Street, occupy capitalism, just call for socialism. And by the way, Kurt Nemo's written the article. They've got the official Occupy Wall Street group. I guess they speak for everybody. They certainly don't speak for me, calling for all of these different forms of socialism here, free education, open borders. This is Democratic Party stuff right here. Dissecting the Occupy Wall Street list of demands. We need to go out and identify the real enemy, the crony inside monopoly men. You have no excuse, folks. This is going to be historical. It's going to be exciting. We've got to get out there. And if 100 of you stay the night there and camp out, okay, you know, bring a pillow you sit on, whatever. If 100 of you do that, I'll be on air covering it. More and more will come. Media will cover it. It will pick up steam. It's going to be huge. And then I'm going to go to Houston. Then I'm going to go to San Antonio. Then I'm going to come back to my radio show. And then I'm going to scan things and send crews out to events. If it really builds up steam, I'm intending then to roar up to Dallas and broadcast from up there next week. But it's up to you to execute this, all right? It's up to you to pull this off. I don't want you behind me. I want you beside me, and I want you in front of me. We're all in this together. You know, there was a fellow we're going to get on tomorrow that's now was on a Napolitano show. He interviewed Dylan Radigan down there. He's getting all this media attention. He was the guy that called in and said, hey, I went down there by myself, and the cops were waiting for me with my baby. And he said, well, you called for people to show up, and hundreds did. That made the news. And then it turned out the police were spying on in the Fedders, and now he's all over the news saying this movement's really about ending the Fed. So, see, that's what one guy did. You're as smart as I am or smarter. You are under the same gun as I am. If you love your children, you've got to be there. I don't care what state you're in. Get to the Dallas one. We need one place where it's really big. And if you can't get here, your Federal Reserve area and your area. And I'm so busy doing the show and everything. I need to reach out to the Dallas and the Fed folks. I'm trying to find their number from years ago when they invited me up to speak. We want you to be there. Everybody, come Friday. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Okay, to be clear, and if you go up to Infowars.com, this article just came out. It's confirmed what I told you back over the weekend. Occupy Wall Street stands in solidarity with Obama Front Group. Why is the official Occupy Wall Street website in league with lobbying efforts for Wall Street-backed Obama White House? Now, this is the issue. Obama ran on fighting Wall Street corruption when he was totally bankrolled by it. Are we saying John McCain's good? No. It's all out of the same elite. Just like Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, all of these people. Only Ron Paul has a true constitutional voting record, and that's why he's demonized. That's why he is attacked. And am I saying all the protesters are bad? No, these are great people coming out because they know Wall Street is bankrupting this country through derivatives and bailouts and offshoring. But we now have the official Occupy Wall Street list of demands, and it's free education, free health care. I mean, it's the Soviet Union. We're bankrupt. Socialism doesn't work. Crony capitalism doesn't work. But the idea that a bunch of mega rich getting government bailouts is capitalism, so we should scrap private property, is dangerous. Now, we're on the streets. I've got my reporter, Rob Jacobson, up there. He's been filing videos. He's found some MoveOn.org people and others, and they're the ones trying to run things, but they don't run it. So the mainstream media is just going to them and letting Move On, the Obama people, speak for Occupy Wall Street. And their answer is raise taxes on the middle class and pay it in austerity payments to foreign banks. And these billionaires running around lecturing everybody about how they need to raise taxes on the rich, that's because they're exempt from it and want that money. So get this article out to everybody you know. Occupy Wall Street stands in solidarity with Obama front group. We are occupying the Federal Reserve in Dallas, Texas, camping out around it to draw attention to the real inner group that uses crony capitalism monopoly to take over society. This Friday, 6 o'clock, it kicks off. I'm going to be there. Bring your sleeping bags. Stay there. I'm going to drive around to other Federal Reserve outfits and then come back. And on top of that, we need you wherever you are in the country to go identify the Federal Reserve. And it's already happening. Call the media. Make sure they're there. Alternative mainstream, you name it. Now, shifting gears, during any type of economic crisis, the establishment's going to try to launch wars. And you've got Saudi Arabians being gunned down now, but the West isn't too concerned about that. You've got NATO and others talking about wanting to go into Syria. And you've got China and Russia vetoing that in the Security Council. That's a big deal. I'm not a fan of Syria. The point is, we don't want more wars, ladies and gentlemen. You've got Israel talking about going into Iran. You've got Assad of Syria saying if they're attacked by NATO, they're going to attack Israel and take that as an attack. And Ray McGovern, writing for ConsortiumNews.com, that's why we got him on today. We appreciate him joining us on short notice, wrote the headline, Israel's Window to Bomb Iran. Ray McGovern is a retired CIA officer turned political activist. He worked under seven presidents. He was the top morning briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. And, of course, he famously confronted Rumsfeld on WMDs and that he'd lied and said they knew where they were in and around Tikrit. And then Rumsfeld got caught lying. And he's given a lot of speeches at George Washington University. He confronted Hillary Clinton there and got drug out and arrested. And he joins us now. We appreciate you coming on, Ray.
Thanks, Alex. It's good to be back with you here. Before we start, let me just issue a little demural. Tomorrow I will be with thousands of others on our own Tahrir Square in Freedom Plaza in Washington. There will be thousands of us. And very much like the Wall Street protest, we're a popular movement here. The revolution has begun. I compliment you for what you're doing down in Texas, but I don't see any real reason to cast aspersions on other movements. And the Wall Street group seems to be the real deal to me. Now, I don't want to argue the point, but I think that we need to have unity these days, especially as the revolution begins. And what I heard you say there just forced me to kind of give you.
Well, Ray, I love it. I mean, I love it when people bring up counterpoints and. Obviously you didn't hear what I've said earlier, so let me give you the depth and breadth of what I'm saying. The White House has announced, MoveOn.org has announced, all these organizations have announced, this is basically their reelection bid, that they're going to try to take it over. And the way NPR, CNN, and MSNBC cover Occupy Wall Street is basically them calling for wealth redistribution and class warfare. So I'm nonpartisan, and I know about pressure from above and below. The Republicans say Wall Street can do no wrong. You know, the Democrats are acting like they're not financed by it and basically, you know, saying off with their heads and stuff. And we've got Michael Moore running around saying capitalism is the problem. Well, capitalism didn't do this. A bunch of insiders ripping us off to this is a criminal matter. And so I agree with you that this is grassroots. The cops shouldn't be attacking them. I've got reporters there. I'm saying there is an attempt by the big unions and everybody to make this a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democratic Party, just like I talked about the Tea Party being grassroots and Republicans trying to take it over, right?
I agree with you completely. What I don't see is that, that's actually where you come in. That's where the independent media comes in. That's where the Internet comes in. We can prevent this takeover. We can't prevent what Fox News or CNN says. But we can, and we will, mark my words, we're going to shut down this place, Alex. And when we shut down this place, and the Washington Post can't get to their offices, and the CNN can't do their thing here, people are going to have to take notice. And we owe nothing to Move On. Move On has been a great disappointment to me ever since 2006, when they wouldn't shout out with me as Nancy Pelosi and Reid were pompously saying, oh, you know, we're doing the right thing, they wouldn't impeach Bush, and that was a travesty. That was where our democracy really fell down. So move on. It's got nothing to do with this as far as I'm concerned. This is a real grassroots movement. And, you know, I hope you're all, like, glad you have people on Tucker Square here in Washington. And I just am very, very enthusiastic about that. And maybe I'm hypersensitive to early signs that there could be any division in this movement.
Listen, I want to prosecute the Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, all the people that knowingly sold derivative crap. I want to claw back the bailouts. I do not want austerity to cut everybody's benefits to pay money into a derivative black hole.
Yep.
And I want to audit the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I want that too, but what I want even more, Alex, is I want to repatriate the 58 cents on every dollar of tax money that we pay. I want to take that out of these feckless wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and wherever else, bring them back and tell the American people, look, you've been sold a bill of goods. It's not that we don't have enough money. We have enough money. It's just being given completely, or at least 58% worth, to the Pentagon. So once we repatriate that money, you don't have to fire your teachers anymore or your firefighters. You can balance your state budgets. That's the big notion.
Are you pleased by Rand Paul keeping his promise as a libertarian conservative and calling for $500 billion cut in the Pentagon budget?
Well, I sure am. I admire even more his dad, because his dad speaks truth. And when he talks about, you know, how people need to reflect about why, you know, the real reasons why 9/11 happened and how we're looked at by the rest of the world, and then he gets booed for that. Well, I really admire Ron Paul for sticking his neck out there, because he speaks truth. So, yeah, the polls, I think, are doing a pretty good job. I don't agree with a lot of what they say about domestic things, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, I think it comes down to this. Look, we don't want the controlled left anymore. We don't want the controlled right. We want real constitutional populism, and we should come together. And I want to be clear here. I am in 100% solidarity with people protesting the corruption of Wall Street and their out of control behavior and their kleptocratic activities. I'm simply pointing out there is an attempt by the establishment left, the ones that love the wars and all the rest of it, to try to take this over. And that's what I've said. I am not saying overall it's bad or it's evil. I'm simply saying this is what I believe is important, and people can take my view or leave it. I'm saying let's go after the Federal Reserve, and so I'm trying to put my two cents in to what I hope is a second American Revolution, a peaceful one of ideas. And when you see Goldman Sachs give $4.5 million the day before the Occupy Wall Street to the NYPD, and the NYPD breaking people's arms and beating people over the head and pepper spraying women, Officer Tony Baloney, that's not a joke, folks, this is his real name. You know, that is wrong, and even the Chinese can now, the communist Chinese leadership is criticizing, is saying, when we crack people over the heads, you get upset. So America is losing its moral authority. What can you say to that?
I think I agree with 99% of that. The only thing I wish to stress here is that we have the power, as the people, not to let the professional left take this thing over. We have been critical of places like Move On because of the timidity about the wars. And we, the people, the ones that are converging, I'm waiting for the delegation from the state of Minnesota to camp out in my backyard tonight, Colleen Rowley and the rest of them, we're gonna not let ourselves be taken over. And I think the folks in Wall Street are doing the same thing. They're right two blocks away from Goldman Sachs. And today is going to be a major, major demonstration with the involvement of not only thousands of students, but trade unions. So I think we've got a really good thing going here, and I applaud your role in it, Alex. But I just want to say that let's see how it unfolds. Call me back in a month and ask me, Ray, were you able to prevent the professional left from taking this over? And I think I'm going to be able to say, yes, I was. Yes, we were, Alex.
Well, I agree. From what we've seen in New York, in San Antonio, where we have reporters in other places. Everybody there has transcended party. They understand the corruption of Wall Street through the intelligence agencies running the country, robbing everybody. They understand that, and they're not run by the professional left, as you call them. And it's really exciting. What I'm saying is mainstream media, who's losing their credibility, as you said, they are running this hoax that everybody basically, you know, just wants free education or something instead of about going after these corrupt monetary behemoths that are out there. But shifting gears away from that, we've got big issues. Like you said, all these new wars, and you talk about the stars lining up for Israel to go into Iran. Where do you see that going?
Well, I think we're at a particularly perilous moment here, and there's lots to be said about this. One is, you know, the former head of Mossad, the Israeli External Intelligence Agency, you know, he said back in May, look, attacking Iran would be the stupidest thing I've ever heard, end quote. Now, why would he say something like that? And why would he repeat that same line just 2 days ago? Well, the reason he's doing that is because there is an active bunch around Netanyahu that would very much like to take advantage of what they see as a spineless United States president in an election year and start a war with Iran and automatically, and I stress automatically, involve the United States in it. Why? Well, because Israel definitely needs something to divert attention from its strategic losses over this past year. They've lost Egypt. Now, this is no small thing. Egypt has 72 million people in it. Israel, what, 6 or 7 million?
They lost in Lebanon 4 years ago.
Yep, they lost in Turkey by their frivolous, by their stupidity in killing 8 Turks and 1 American on that first flotilla. So, and, you know, the Palestinians, a lot of them now, have adopted Martin Luther King's tactics of nonviolent resistance, and they massed around Israel's borders on the anniversary of the Nakba earlier this year. So Israel is in a new situation. I would suggest that it's in a more dangerous situation, more isolated than ever before. And so they need something. They need something to demonstrate that they're still real powerful.
Now, by the way, you have sources all over Washington, but what you're saying is mirroring what Panetta said just a few days ago. And so are you saying this from your own analysis or sources or just reading what the Israelis are saying that they are moving towards a green light attack on Iran?
Well, Panetta met with their defense minister twice now within the past week. Okay, this doesn't usually happen. I think he's afraid, and I think he has good reason to be afraid, that Netanyahu, looking at our president and knowing that our president is not going to buck the Israel lobby, the Likud lobby, over the next year when he's running for president, they look and they say, you know, this is probably our best window of opportunity to show the whole world that we have a staunch ally and it's the most important and the most powerful country in the world. Netanyahu said this explicitly in his Meet the Press interview 2 Sundays ago. And so, you know, this, in their view, they will not only give a bloody nose to the Iranians, set back their nuclear program forever, but they'll demonstrate to the world that they still count for something, because despite Egypt, despite Lebanon, despite Turkey, they've got the real powerful card in the hole. And that
we just lost Ray. We'll get him back on. I guess a little phone troubles there. Of course, you don't think that guy's got the establishment tapping his phone, do you? they did not want that information getting out, or perhaps it was just a phone going dead. It's just so annoying. Regardless of what side you're on in this, I'm neutral. I'm sick of it. I just want freedom. I want to be left alone. The Iranians are going to go absolutely wild when they get attacked. They're going to start attacking Israel. The United States is going to be drawn in. NATO is going to be drawn in. In the middle of all these uprisings, you know the globalists are going to stage attacks, or Iran is going to launch an attack. Ray, you got cut off there.
Yeah, it wasn't NSA, I'm told. It was just somebody dropping the phone.
Okay, good.
So, you know, it's just it's a conjuncture of events. Besides all of that, of course, we know now that the Israelis have been given bunker buster bombs, okay? Now, what conceivable reason would they have to get bunker buster bombs? They were approved by Bush. They were granted 55 of them by Obama. Now, those things are real good for destroying heavily concreted, or whatever you call them, fortified underground sites. Now, could they decimate the nuclear site at Natanz, where they're refining uranium? No, they couldn't. But if they went through the same hole, if four or five of them went through there, yeah, they probably could. Or, you know, Israelis have nukes as well. So this is a very, very dangerous situation if that's what they intend to do.
Well, they're also decapitation weapons, as you know, for destroying command and control bunkers. Stay there. Let's look at what, briefly, we don't have much time left, with what will happen, because the breaks go from bad to worse, if Iran is attacked. Obviously, all you-know-what will break loose, which will be a nice political diversion here at home as well. Ray McGovern's our guest.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Roseanne Barr is scheduled to be joining us in the next hour. That should be interesting, to say the least. Then one of the top minions of the CIA shipping cocaine into California, Ricky Ross, out of prison, is going to be joining us. We'll look at Operation Fast and Furious. It's not just guns to Mexico. It's cocaine back in. That's the big smoking gun that's in the federal court documents that Eric Holder hopes we don't talk about. We're going to talk about it. Ray McGovern, we got him for a few more minutes. So he's got his detailed article that goes through the nuances of it at Consortium News that I mentioned earlier. When you've got the defense secretary running back and forth, meeting with the Israelis and coming out and saying they're isolated, and the news saying they may strike, and McGovern says that's the intel he's got. And we're talking about the potential to start World War III, but regardless, it's going to make things really bad. And you're saying the Israelis think they've got Obama where they want him, and then I guess blackmail or whatever, he'll do it?
Well, I asked someone yesterday, an expert on the area, Alex, I said, you know, what do you think of this line of analysis that that Panetta is going to persuade the Israelis to hold off and not do this kind of thing? And he's, oh, yeah, Panetta will probably tell him. And I thought, wow, you know, yeah, right. They're going to, Panetta has panache, so to speak, that our president doesn't have. Our president has told the Israelis, you know, please don't build any more settlements. Please don't attack people on the high seas. And what do they do? Well, there's a gesture that Netanyahu has used. It involves a thumb on the nose and waving fingers, okay? So the notion that if the Israelis see it in their interest to attack Iran or start a war with Iran, that Panetta, by his intervention here, will be able to sell them a bill of goods, you know, that stretches credulity for me. So what has to happen and what won't, I'm afraid, is that the president himself has to call up Netanyahu and say, look, Bibi, the game is up here. You, if you think I'm going to support you when Iran retaliates against you and me for starting a war, forget it. And I wish the president would do that, but it's not in his genes. It's certainly not in his backbone.
But the Pentagon doesn't like it. Fox Fallon, as you know, didn't like it 4 years ago and had to step down because he wouldn't launch an attack. I mean, when the military, who, you know, on average like wars, that's what they train for, it isn't wanting to do something, that's because they know it's not the, quote, quagmire cakewalk of Iran or somewhere else of Iraq. It's Iran. And it leads down a very dark, dark road. And as you said, how are they going to spin it when Iran, with asymmetrical warfare, blocks the Strait of Hormuz, turns sleeper cells loose in the West? And, I mean, how are they going to spin it when Iran strikes back? I guess they'll just call it terrorism. We bombed them and they struck back. That's bad.
Yeah, well, you know, the rhetoric will sound that way, but you point out well, you know, Admiral Mullen, who just retired, and I regret he just retired because he was the strongest on this. He came back several times from Israel and said, we told him, please don't do this. Don't do this at all. It wouldn't be a good idea. And somebody asked him at a press conference, well, you know, if they blocked the Strait of Hormuz, you could open it up, couldn't you? And Mullen swallowed hard and he said, whoa. But yeah, we could. Well, you look at those cliffs on the Strait of Hormuz. What Marines do you have available to scale those cliffs, you know? And how are you going to avoid all these little PT boats, each of which has a...
They lost 1.5 million Iranians. They're going to human wave attack. They're going to be dug in. It's going to make the Japanese look like a cakewalk.
So the question really is, what about the successor to Mullen, okay? Now, who is this guy? He's a guy put in place by Bobby Gates. Cartwright, the fellow who should have got the job, was too independent, spoke out his mind, told the president that Afghanistan, for example, was feckless. Who is this new guy? Is he the sort of pliable kind of guy like others?
Well, Ray, listen, we're out of time. I'm going to have you back up in the next few days, or maybe next week in the aftermath of the demonstrations. Thank you so much, Ray McGovern. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.